You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is April 15th, and we are reading out of the book of Numbers and the Gospel of Matthew. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on God's word and his presence. On the day the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant law, was set up, the cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night, it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out. And at his command, they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp, and then at his command, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning. And when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At the Lord's command, they encamped, and at the Lord's command, they set out. They obeyed the Lord's order, in accordance with his command through Moses. Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. God made it clear how the people were to follow him in their journey from the wilderness to the promised land. They would not have to guess as to where God wanted them to dwell and when he wanted them to move. During the day, a cloud covered the dwelling of God in the tabernacle. There, God communed with his people. At night, this cloud turned to fire, and the entire nation saw the all-consuming presence of the Lord. When God was ready for the people to break camp and set out to a new location, the cloud moved, traveling ahead of the people to the place God wanted them to go next. God's instructions were simple. Stay put as long as the cloud and fire are there. When they move, you move. When the people did this, they could rest assured that they were following God and moving in the path he ordained. The same simple message inaugurates Jesus' earthly ministry. "Come, follow me," he says to his newly commissioned disciples in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Over the next 3 years, they accompanied the Son of God as he boldly proclaimed the availability of the kingdom of God and performed many miraculous signs that demonstrated the dawning of a new age. Following Jesus had much in common with the way in which the nation of Israel followed God in the wilderness. Where Jesus went, the disciples went, and there they received the blessing of his presence and provision. Following his death and resurrection, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to provide all subsequent believers with guidance for how they can also follow Jesus, as believers are filled with God's Spirit and refrain from those practices that may quench his Spirit, they can follow the path that God has purposed for their lives. This path may seem less clear than following a cloud and fire in the wilderness or walking the earth following the Son of God. However, believers are now indwelt with God's Spirit, meaning that the power to obey and follow Jesus now comes from within. Rather than following external signs, God's people have the Spirit of God living within them and directing their steps to follow his ways. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you and praise you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help me to be sensitive and obedient to his urgings. I want to fully follow you with every step. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.